Hey everybody, Roger here. Just a quick note before we get started. This is a special Halloween episode of the show, and it doesn't really follow our regular format for the podcast. I just wanted to let you know up front in case you get into this and you're wondering what in the heck is going on. That being said, my friend Chris and I had a lot of fun making it, and I hope you give it a listen. For the next episode, we'll be back to our regular format with a great home cooking topic. I hope you enjoy and have a happy Halloween. Now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Kitchen Counter Podcast, episode 102. It came from aisle 9.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Kitchen Counter Podcast. Who is that? That was weird. I've never heard that before. He just like swooped in, said something, poofed out in a cloud of smoke. I'm here with Chris Degner.
Hey, everyone.
Chris is my special guest today for this episode. This is a Halloween episode of the Kitchen Counter Podcast, if you haven't already picked that up. And ordinarily, this is the show about home cooking and getting people in the kitchen and helping them cook good food and learn new skills and have fun and all that. But I thought today we'd do something a little more fun. We're actually set up around my dining room table here, so if it's a little echoey, that's why. There's a lot of windows. But it came from aisle 9. So the theme of today's show is, Chris is already shaking his head, and I too am already having serious second thoughts about doing this. But we thought, wouldn't it be interesting and fun, kind of, because we're curious kind of guys.
Many favors were called in for this.
Yeah. If we went, you know, Halloween theme food, home cooking, what about scary foods from the grocery store? And we all can think of them right off the top of our heads, probably. What kind of foods that come in the can or the jars or whatever at the grocery store kind of freak you out and you'd never try? So we've actually assembled a group of them here. 8, I think we counted, of different types of weird, quote unquote, weird foods that we're going to try. So Chris is going to help me here. What do you think, Chris? Are you up for this?
I am already terrified.
Yeah. We've got plenty of water. We've got some plain crackers because we might need some palate cleansers. And my wife was kind enough to drop a bottle of Tums on the table, although I doubt that will do anything for us today. But before we get into this, I just want to go over a couple of things about, you know, what we're doing and how we came to do this. So a couple of reasons I wanted to do this. It's not to get grossed out, although that could happen, although maybe we'll be pleasantly surprised with some of these, and we'll go down the list of what we've got in a second. It's not to be grossed out or to make fun of the food, or some of these come from different ethnic sections, whatever. It's really, the point is to try something new, to kind of conquer our fears, because we will fully admit we're afraid of a few of these things here that we've got on the table. And just have a little bit of fun with it and maybe encourage you to try something that you maybe wouldn't have ordinarily considered. Not that you'd maybe try any of the things that we picked out, but there's probably things that you're like, I'll never try.
Well, there are a few things here that I can say that I've honestly wondered about and never come close to actually having the nerve to give a go. So I am curious to see what all transpires here.
And not only are we giving it a go, we're power loading. This is like a murderer's row of weird foods. Now, we had a couple of ground rules when we went and picked out what we were going to try. One was it had to be available in a typical grocery store. So we didn't go to any specialty food markets or ethnic food shops. These were, I think we picked up from Walmart.
Winco,
which here is your typical grocery store. Mm-hmm. And I think I picked up a couple, maybe one thing from Fred Meyer, which is like a Kroger, another typical grocery store. So nothing that you can't really find, or not really hard to find. The other rule for today was that we wanted to find things that we could literally just open and taste. No cooking required. So everything we have is either in a jar or a can. And so we're just going to go straight and try these things. And we're going to give you a kind of an idea of what they're all about, and maybe you can revel in our fright with us. And we've actually come up with a rating system. So Chris, do you want to explain our rating system after we try each item?
Sure. So for those foods that we try and think, that's not too bad, it's not too scary, that is a rating of a Casper the Friendly Ghost. Still a ghost, still maybe a little bit scary, but not too bad. the second rating would be for it is getting a little bit scary, but it's manageable. It's not too bad. That would be the Frankenstein. And for those foods that we are just totally grossed out by, petrified over, would not want to try again, those are Jigsaw from the Saw movie franchise.
Excellent. So we're going to go through each one of these. Now, we've each picked our personal most, I guess you could say, frightfully anticipated. And we're going to save those two for the end because we don't want to like hit those first and be like, oh, dang. But for the other six items, we've thrown their names on a piece of paper in a bin here, and we're going to draw them randomly. And so we'll taste them. It'll kind of heighten our anticipation. Chris is already making apprehensive faces over there. So why don't we go down the list of what we've got? And Chris, why don't you, they're right in front of you. So why don't you go ahead and just run down a quick list of what we've gotten? We'll talk about each one a little bit more as we go.
Sure. So we are starting with Menudo, the food, not the band. Then moving on to escargot, because we're fancy like that. Next, liver pate. Moving on to gefilte fish. And then sardines, a little more common, but still pretty weird to many people out there. And then the American classic, potted meat. And then saving for last are two scariest items that we're both a little bit petrified over, pig's feet and pickled pork skins.
Thank you. And I might add, interestingly, if you're a vegetarian, this is probably not your episode. You might just want to skip until next time, because try as I might, I could not find anything remotely frightening in the vegetable section.
And if you're not a vegetarian, this could very possibly make you one.
Yeah, it could make us vegetarians. Okay. All right. So, what do you say, Chris? Let's prep, and we'll be back in just a second with our first item. All right, you ready?
I suppose.
All right, we're back. Let's do this. I'm going to pick the first of our scary, it came from aisle 9 ingredients. And I didn't mention this in the intro, but if for any strange reason you want to get more information, I'll put links or at least images or something of all these items in the show notes at kitchencounterpodcast.com/102. And by the way, if it's your first time listening to the show, this is not a normal format. So stick with me. I promise it'll be different next time. All right. All right, Chris, I'm reaching my hand into the bin of doom, which I've just dubbed it. And I'm pulling out Menudo.
Oh,
Menudo, fantastic. Number one. All right. So go ahead and pop that open, and you've got a can opener over there. Well, actually,
so what we're looking at here appears to be something along the lines of pork and beans. It can't be that bad, right?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure it's delicious. Did you want to read the ingredients real quick?
Sure.
Maybe the first couple at least.
Beef broth. It's not too bad. We have some chili peppers, seasoning, salt, beef bone stock, onion powder, celery powder. Really not a lot of terrible sound stuff in here. Hydrolyzed vegetable protein.
I think you're missing something, though. Isn't there beef tripe in there?
That's actually one of the last ingredients.
Oh, good. That's good. All right. We'll open that bad boy up and let's see what we got going on here.
I do appreciate how you went with, according to the label, the number one Menudo brand.
Oh, and we should mention it's spicy flavor because they didn't have any of the regular flavor at the store. Don't get that close to me. And which I'm calling a blessing in disguise, basically, that it's spicy. Don't let that drop. I don't want to have to explain to my wife why the entire kitchen and dining room area smells like beef tripe.
I just want to comment that this company did a really good job of hiring a food photographer that made this look quite a bit different than the inside of the can.
To turn it a little bit, I can't see. It's okay. Interesting. It looks like, I don't know what that is. It looks like bits of carrot. Oh my gosh. Okay, here, let me get your plate ready. Well, I'm already terrified. All right. It's kind of soupy.
This almost looks like soggy corn chips.
There's a gelatinous, I'm not, what do you think that is? Is that just like a fat that is congealed on the top?
I think so.
You're taking a big bite, man. You are one brave dude. All right.
This one actually doesn't worry me too much.
Okay. Let's do this on three. Let's just do it. Go ahead. Go for it. Well, the flavor isn't bad. The texture is a little bit wonky, but it's not terrible.
So I don't like it, but not because it's gross. I just don't think it tastes good.
Yeah, the flavor is not particularly. No, it's not that spicy.
No.
It kind of reminds me of something that I can't put my finger on.
It's kind of tastes a little bit like dog food smells to me.
And maybe how dog food tastes. I don't know. But I mean, yeah, I could eat more of it if I had to, but I don't think it's that bad. And it might be better heated up.
Interesting fact. Dog food has to be regulated by the FDA because of fears that people may actually eat it.
Okay, thank you for that. Yeah. I'm glad we don't have any dog food on the table today. What would you rate that menudo, spicy menudo as?
Casper.
Yeah, totally Casper. That wasn't even frightening. Why don't you go ahead and set that over there and we'll... Let's go on to item number two and see what else I can pull out of the bin of doom.
That was probably my least...
Oh, boy.
My least scary one. So it's, I suppose, fitting that it was the first one you picked because that one really didn't bother me too much.
All right, well... We're kicking it up a big notch right now with escargot.
Oh, super duper.
Snails to you and me. Now, I actually have had escargot, but it's been a super long time ago. It was in a fancy restaurant. So, you know, they were more prepared than these are going to be. I'm actually kind of freaking out about what these are actually going to look like.
Well, first impression is smell is not wonderful.
In what way? I can't smell it across the table.
You know, words don't really jump out at me on how to describe the smell, but appetizing.
Oh my goodness!
Are not one of them.
Oh, tilt open the lid there. Oh boy. Okay, that is a bit terrifying. It's already gotten to a Frankenstein for me, and I haven't even tasted it. I just want you, dear listener, to know what kind of lengths we go through to entertain you here. Can we cut these into smaller pieces? I don't know if I can eat a whole one of these. I don't know if I want to try to cut it either, but... So escargot, snails, oh wow. Ingredients here, snails, water, salt, pepper, laurel, cloves, and citric acid. Are these ready to eat? Maybe we should read this. Hold on. Are they ready to eat?
I can't imagine that this is something...
Hold on.
That would be a problem.
This is preparation. Drain contents and place a snail in each shell, which has been rinsed in boiling water. I don't know if I'm down with eating a raw one, dude. Cover with butter sauce. Place a prepared snail in a hot oven until burned. Can you tell I'm getting cold feet about that?
You know, the thought had crossed my mind that you're looking for excuses not to...
No, not excuses. I just...
Just totally valid reasons,
right? I don't want to give myself food poisoning.
So the first observation that I would like to have here is that unlike with the menudo, they didn't even attempt to have a picture on the label, which I think speaks volumes about what we're about to consume.
There's an illustration, though, somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah. No picture. No actual picture.
You sure it's...
Yeah,
all
sure.
Right. I'm Googling it. Hold on.
All right.
I didn't know. The smell is not appetizing. I just noticed that the label says giant snails. It's not making this any easier. All right.
I find it interesting that the idea of them being larger is worse to you as if small snails are less gross.
Well, okay.
This is one of those foods where you really wonder at what point in history someone saw one of these guys slithering around on the ground, looked at that and thought, that's something I want to put in my mouth.
Man, when you're hungry. All right, let's do this.
Rock and roll.
It's actually kind of flavorless.
Meaty. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit meaty.
Mm-hmm. I probably shouldn't have been chewing right into the microphone. That sounded pretty gross. Okay, that wasn't nearly as bad as I was expecting. In fact, I would rate that right out of the gate, Casper.
Yeah.
I would rate it Frankenstein in smell and look. And anticipation, maybe Jigsaw, but a Casper, totally Casper.
I think your anticipation was definitely on the Jigsaw,
yeah.
Jigsaw level. You were very worried about this.
Okay.
That flavor was actually not bad. It was almost like meat.
I would say it had, have you ever had a chicken gizzard?
No.
Okay. Because I'll say the texture was almost like that, where it's a little bit chewier. It's a little firm, chewy. It's not like eating chicken meat. Chicken meat's a little softer, I think, when it's cooked. That was a little, it's not shrimpy. Shrimpy's got kind of that, you know, that rubbery.
I was closer to a mushroom for me.
I'm going
to
eat a cracker, though. Time for a palate cleanse. Okay, number three, let's see. Let's dig into the bin of doom here. Liver pate.
All right.
All right. Now, we were looking at this jar earlier. This is kind of funny. It comes in a little jar. What's the brand?
Cells.
Cells. Okay. I got this at the Fred Meyer, the Kroger. Yeah, nice. Pull tab top. Look at that. What's it? And I was reading the ingredients. And, you know, most fine pate you find in a French restaurant, I guess, would be goose. So we'll put these on a cracker because it's, you know what that kind of looks like to me? Tilt it over this way a little bit. Yeah, it kind of looks like a deviled ham spread.
So is it on purpose that the name is so close to paste?
But and you know what's funny? So I was mentioning goose. This is actually pork liver pate. So I've never had that. So we'll see. Chris is gingerly spreading a little.
So if menudo was closer to the smell of dog food to me, this is closer to cat food.
You probably didn't know this, but Chris is actually a connoisseur of pet foods. Yeah,
that's right.
Wait till we get to the chum section. Thank you. All right. Wow. That does smell like cat food.
Yeah.
But I'm almost embarrassed to admit I'm not that turned off by it. Okay, here we go. I think I like that, but I think I need to try it straight. Here, hand that jar to me. I'm going to grab a little. It does taste like liver. It's got a very irony, kind of minerally flavor to it, but it's also very meaty flavored, at least on the cracker. I'm going to try
it. I actually don't mind that.
It's pretty good. Try it straight without a cracker. It's a little bit more of a shot, do you think?
Not bad.
The cracker kind of washed it out a bit. It's not bad.
I might actually just eat that. That's actually not bad.
Yeah, that wasn't bad at all. I'm a little disappointed that we're three in and we've not rated anything high yet.
Oh, yeah. No, that was totally Casper.
Totally Casper. All right, folks, if you're learning anything today, is that all this canned weird stuff isn't that scary in actuality. All right, so that was liver pate. That was pretty good. I could eat more of that. Okay, I'm reaching over into the bin for item number four, potted meat.
Super duper.
All right, which I suspect is going to be quite similar, right, to the pate. I'm just guessing from the picture.
Yeah, I would think so.
All right, here we go. Another pull. In fact, it's a very similar can. This is Armour brand. So what is potted meat? Does it say exactly what it's supposed to be?
You know, it's always a little bit concerning when the very first words in the ingredients is mechanically separated.
Mm-hmm.
But we have mechanically separated chicken, pork, water, salt, vinegar. Yeah, I mean, they're pretty generic on chicken and pork. I suppose that could mean many things.
Many parts of yield animal.
Right.
The color of it reminds me a lot of the color of like Vienna sausages. Have you had Vienna sausages?
Yeah.
They're kind of that pasty. They're almost like a hot dog color.
Yeah. Well, it's a little more pink than I would prefer my food to be, I would say. Funny.
You want a cracker?
Sure.
Yeah. Here.
Funny story. When I was in the Army, I had a friend from West Texas, who, when we were in the Middle East, and he just refused to eat any of the chow hall food, instead had a supply of potted meat, Vienna sausages, and the like. And this seemed perfectly acceptable to him. I thought it was not a super healthy way to eat myself, but
this little can, I don't know what size you would say this is. This is the size of like a premium cat food can, right? Like a Shiba can or something, if you have cats, you know what I'm talking about. This is 240 calories. It's a lot of fat, but it smells just like Vienna sausages to me. And you know what I noticed? I just used the chip or the cracker to scoop it out. It's very fluffy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like whipped.
Yes.
Almost. All right. Okay. I actually kind of like that. It wasn't terrible.
Now, if we were to continue to eat this, I think I might be retaining water for the next couple of weeks.
I was going
to
say, it's very salty. There must be a huge very high level of sodium in here.
Yeah, there are 820 milligrams of salt in this. Oh. Serving size is one can. That's an awful lot.
That's pretty good, though. I didn't think it was terrible.
No, not too bad.
It was a lot more mild than the liver pate. It didn't have that kind of irony, you know, or the copper. You know what I mean? Have you ever had liver, just straight liver? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't stand that.
I thought that was pretty bland, the last one.
Bland but salty. Mm-hmm. But not flavorful.
Right.
Okay. Total Casper in my book. Total Casper in my book. All right. So we've got, I'm not keeping track, but I think we've rated everything a Casper except the escargot was a little bit scary looking and smelling.
Definitely scary smelling.
You ready for the next one?
I guess.
Sardines.
All right.
Oh, this isn't too. Now, this is something that most people are kind of freaked out about, but I don't think they're too bad. Now, some sardines have, you know, it's the whole little fish. Some are just the fillets. What do we got going on here?
The whole fish.
And what are these brand? Bumblebee? So these are pretty standard. And what are they packed in, oil or water?
Oil.
Okay. Now, ordinarily, if you get canned fish and it's packed in oil, it's not a bad idea to rinse them off if you want to cut down on the amount of oil and fat you're getting.
I'm a little bit grossed out by this one.
It's not the whole fish. There's no head on there.
Okay. No head.
Potato, potato. Let's see here. Oh, man. The aroma is...
awful.
Very fishy. Did you check the expiration date on this can? Oh, October 2020. We're totally in the window. Totally in the window on this one. Every time I open... Now, I have to admit, my dad's side of the family, and I don't know if this is why I'm this way, but is Scandinavian. And for whatever reason, I kind of liked canned fishy things. Like anchovies, love the sprats, the Baltic sprats you get and stuff like that. But I'm always leery when I'm opening the can because these peel back cans always have that tendency to splatter and flick when you pop them off. And nothing stinks you up for the day like splattering sardine juice all over yourself. So don't try this at lunchtime, FYI. Actually, for your coworker's sake, don't try it at lunchtime. Are you crackering it again? I'm going to go straight on this one. Now, there is a tail. And the skin is on these bad boys, but there's no head. So they aren't boneless, but the bones are edible. Those were great. I like that. They're not bad.
Not terrible.
Its bark is worse than its bite.
The consistency is what's... And the fact that I'm eating a whole fish with that kind of mushy consistency kind of gets me.
And you get kind of the crunch of the bones in there. Did you get any of that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I still would rate that as a Casper. I would eat these just as a snack. Just I would rinse them off. It's a little too oily just to eat them straight out of the can, I think. But
not too bad. Not too bad.
What are you rating
them? Oh, it was a Casper. That was bordering on Frankenstein for me just because I thought it was a little gross. But it's the whole fish thing, and minus the head.
Now, we're moving into scary territory because actually the last of the first course is the only one left is the gefilte fish, which I picked up in the kosher section of the grocery store. So this is, I think it says imported from Israel somewhere on the label.
It says no egg yolk on this. Is that something that is even a thought that it could be egg yolk in here? This one actually smells good.
Really? It's terrifying looking now. Oh wow. It smells fantastic. So let's see here. Yehuda brand gefilte fish original. No MSG, no egg yolk, imported from Israel, all natural with you in mind. This is sounding better already. What are the ingredients? I'm very gingerly turning this jar because it's like filled to the brim. Water, carp, onions, matzo meal, sugar, potato starch, salt, carrots, egg whites, pepper, and carrageenan. Contains fish, wheat, and egg ingredients. Huh.
So are these more like fish balls then? Because the egg... The egg whites would...
Right, instead of like a fillet. Yeah, it looks like it. Let's give it a shot.
So I will say that this is hands down the worst looking.
So far, I would say the worst looking.
Of what we've eaten.
It's kind of cloudy, and there's these kind of indistinct masses, which must be the fish. So I'm going to pull one out and see what this looks like here.
It's without a doubt the best smelling, though.
Oh, yeah, look at that. It's about the size of an egg, and I might be a new gefilte fish fan here. This looks pretty good. Yeah, it's almost like an egg meatball, not an egg meatball, a fish meatball. Yeah, like you said, a fish ball.
So I guess that answers my question about the fact that there could be egg yolk in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this actually smells good. It does not smell fishy at all. Oh, interesting. I just cut mine in half. It's absolutely a meatball consistency on the inside. Okay, so smells fantastic. Not a fan of the texture, not a real big fan of the flavor.
I kind of like it.
It's a little sweet. It's not fishy at all.
No.
In fact, if you gave that to me and you did not tell me what it was and I've never tried it, I would almost think it was like ground pork or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's very mild.
Yeah, definitely mild. Kind of silky. I thought it was kind of good.
Hmm. Okay.
I wouldn't even rate that a Casper.
You wouldn't even rate that a Casper?
No.
That's not even scary?
No.
Are you going to go pick up a jar now? You can actually, listen, Chris, you can take that home.
The chances of getting my wife to eat that just by looking at it are
more for you.
Somewhere around zero.
More for you.
Yeah, right.
That's actually a lot more palatable than I dreamed it might be.
I am terrified by these next two, though.
All right, so let's recap our first course here. So we've gone through the spicy menudo, the escargot, the liver pate, which, and by the way, the escargot, I'm still not convinced I'm not going to come down with some sort of parasite from that because I don't know if they're cooked or not. Liver pate, the potted meat, armor potted meat product, the sardines, and the gefilte fish. So out of these, which was your least favorite? And none of them, for the record, really grossed us out that bad. As far as flavor and taste, but which one was your favorite and which one was your least favorite so far?
Well, with sardines, the presentation kind of messes it up for me because I'm looking at this kind of little fish in oil and that just is kind of gross looking. But I think if we're just going to go on straight flavor, maybe the escargot. I thought the menudo was just kind of dog foody, not real tasty. I would need a significant amount of hot sauce in that in order for it to be anywhere close to good.
Yeah, it wasn't spicy at all.
No.
I can't imagine. I kind of wish I would have gotten the non-spicy can now just to see what, because maybe the spicy, quote unquote, flavor is throwing it off whack.
Maybe.
So what was your favorite, did you say?
Favorite? Oh.
Gefilte
fish.
The gefilte fish?
I thought the pate was surprisingly good.
The pate was pretty good, actually. I'm never going to try canned escargot again. I'm pretty confident about that. But,
Escargot has just always been one of those foods that's just confused me. I mean, how did it become a thing? I just don't get it. And on top of that, how did it become a thing at a fancy restaurant?
Listen, it's horrifying looking. It looks otherworldly, doesn't it? It looks like something that came down in a meteorite.
Yeah, if you were to convince me that aliens have put animals on this planet, I would start with the snail because they are fairly odd creatures.
And listen, we live in the Pacific Northwest, so there are a crap load of slugs and snails around here. So maybe that's one of the reasons that, yeah. Anyway.
As opposed to people from different parts of the world that look at snails and go, yum.
Yeah, exactly. We're the much more rational population. Anyway, so those were our first. I think they were all rated Caspers, except yeah. I wasn't super excited about the snails. Okay, so now we're going to move on to our finale. And these are the two things that have Chris and I kind of freaked out the most. And so what do we have left over, Chris? Recap us.
We have snack-style pickled pork skins. And semi-boneless pig's feet.
Mm. And now they're both packed in vinegar, if I'm not mistaken.
The pig's feet, yes. I don't see what...
I'm praying that the...
There's vinegar.
Okay, good. That was going to really terrify me if there was no vinegar in there. When you have something that's like brined and packed in vinegar, it's going to be more, I think, like a, I'm thinking more of a texture thing than a flavor thing, because I think the vinegar will overpower most of it. But, whew.
So this is the pig's feet's a family thing for you, right?
Yeah. So my dad would get pickled pig's feet all the time and grossed me out as a kid. I've never, ever tried them. But I can vividly remember to this day the sound my dad would make as he relished kind of this crunching, slurping, because they're like pig feet. So there's like knuckles in there. I mean, I can't even explain how bizarre it is, but he would love to dig into the pickled pig's feet. And I might just say, out visually, I don't know why they put this in a see-through jar, first of all, because if I were in a weird, like mad scientist laboratory from 1859, if I saw that on the shelf with the other jars of weird things, I would not look twice at it.
Like it belongs on the shelves of that curiosity store in Seattle.
Exactly. It is. Ugh. And I'll tell you what, I was at the store and there was like five jars on the shelf and I looked through every jar to find the least offensive one and they're all terrifying. They're like clumps of meat and bone. Move the jar around and just look. There's like, yeah, oh boy, that's scary.
Yeah, it looks pretty awful.
And then what you got the what do we got here? Pig skin.
Yeah, the pig skins kind of looks like a jar of onions, which is worse, I think. The fact that it looks like that.
Now I love pork rinds, chicharrones, right? The deep fried, the one when they puff up and they. Do you like those?
I do.
I can eat those all day long.
I do love those. This still grosses me out.
Oh yeah, this is a totally. These look like onions. Maybe a bit wormy, if you are going there. All right, let's find out which one we're going to try first here. Both I'm not looking forward to. All right, ready? Pickled pig's feet.
Well,
all right, bust in. Wow. I'm not even sure how to eat these, to be honest with you. So
if I like this, I'm going to be astonished.
Okay. How's the smell? Vinegary, I would imagine.
Yeah, pretty much just vinegar.
Let me make a little room on my plate here. Do you think any of these you could get your wife to eat that we've tried already?
Are you kidding me?
None of them? Potted meat product even? That's pretty benign.
I can't even get my wife to eat shrimp.
Okay, well, fair enough. So Chris is gingerly trying to extract hoof. Oh, God.
It's like stuck.
It's as if it's holding on.
Well, what?
Tell it not to make a fist.
What? what your
okay? Hold on, I got to take a picture of this.
What your listeners are not able to see is the gelatinous gunk that is surrounding this.
Real quick, let me. Oh my god! Yeah, we'll edit out the file. It's all coming out.
Oh, come on!
Wait, hold that up. This is insane. I have to take a picture of this. I'm only laughing in support of you, Chris. That's okay. So, how would you describe what you're holding?
I'm at a loss of words right now. This is.
I can't stop laughing.
This is.
It looks like something they dug out of Joss's belly. I'm serious. It looks, I can't even, I'll put a picture up in the show notes. This is, I'm crying because I'm laughing so hard. It looks like it's half digested. I'm not even kidding.
Here's some for you.
It's so comically disgusting looking. I'm not even that afraid of it anymore. It can't be as bad as it looks here. I'm going to slide my plate over.
Okay. So we have a 9-ounce jar of this. And there are only two separate hunks. Oh my goodness.
The jar, in the jar left, there's about a third of it full with jelly, right?
Yeah.
Oh my god. I've never laughed so hard in months.
So your dad would just pop this in his mouth? There's nothing you do with this?
I don't really want to describe anymore about how my dad tucked into pickled pig's feet, if you can understand, but...
Oh,
it seems to me like it's not something you just kind of chomp and you're done. I think part of the joy is it takes a little work, Chris.
If this tastes like pumpkin pie, it's still a Frankenstein for me. I'm just saying. It might even be a jigsaw.
Pumpkin pie
for
is
me.
A Frankenstein for me, Chris. Let's see here. I'm going to have to figure out how to edit out 15 minutes of dealing with pickled pig's feet.
Maybe you missed an opportunity for a good intro.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness.
This is easily a jigsaw when it comes to look and presentation. or maybe a step above that. This is terrifying. How are you doing it? You just taking a big piece, or here's a good piece.
I got a piece I'm ready for here.
Now watch out, there's bones in here. Well, it's like a blast of sour. It's so vinegary that really that's all I can taste. The texture, on the other hand, wow, that was weird. That was really weird.
So the flavor, other than the fact that it was just basically pure vinegar, the flavor wasn't awful. It's just everything surrounding it was so terrible. I mean, that was just...
The texture is probably the worst thing I've ever put in my mouth.
Taking the pig's foot out of the jar was one of the more horrifying experiences of my life, knowing that I was about to eat it.
It was horrifying and comical from this side of the table. Yeah. I would probably have to rate that as a jigsaw.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the total package, that is terrifying.
Yeah.
Dad, I love you, but I don't know how you did that all those years. Whew. Any other words on that before we move on to the dessert course? I'm running out of room on my plate here. I should have got bigger plates. All right, let's move on to the pickled pig skins.
Can we? Really?
Uh-oh, we've got a safety seal. This might take a little... Oh, which looked surprisingly easy to open. Was that sealed? Had you already opened that? That looked scary.
I think it came up a little bit with the lid. Doesn't smell as vinegary. Doesn't smell good, but...
Here, hand that over here. Let's see. That smell is awful. It needs to be more vinegary. Oh, no. No, 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 no. That, it smells like fat.
Well.
Yeah.
Kind of is.
All right.
Oh, boy.
It'll be easier to get out, at least.
I think it's just the idea of the looking at this and knowing that it's like soggy pig skin.
Yeah.
That kind of freaks me out.
Yeah, it's definitely, I could see how this, when fried, it would puff up into a pork rind, but this is light years away from that.
All right.
Do it.
Oh, oh, oh.
It tastes exactly like it smells. Awful.
Oh, is that?
That was the worst thing. Toast to that.
Oh.
I'm not sure why or how you would use that. That was disgusting. That was the worst. For the record, neither Chris or I finished our piece.
That was terrible.
That was really bad.
So, I am not one of those guys that has a big problem with texture. I mean, any different types of food, if it has a unique texture, that generally does not bother me. The texture of that was... It was some sort of like special level of bad.
That was bad. It was like equal parts firm and chewy and kind of spongy. And yeah, that was bizarre. Ugh. Wow. Between the pickled pig's feet and, well, first of all, what would you rate that? I would rate that an absolute jigsaw.
Jigsaw. And hands down the worst of everything that we've had.
Oh, totally.
Not even...
Totally. I would eat a jar of pickled pig's feet before you made me eat any more of that.
If this was a competition on a racetrack, it would have lapped the competitors.
Yeah.
So bad.
That was... You know what? And I did not think it would be that bad. I did not anticipate that would be that awful.
I feel like taking this into your backyard and burning it.
No, that is not leaving a jar anywhere on my property. So, interestingly, of the 8 things we tried, the 2 that we thought would be the worst were the worst. The pig's feet and the pickled pork skins by a mile. I mean, the next worst thing wasn't even close to mm-hmm. those things.
No.
Okay, interesting.
Biggest surprise for you?
The biggest surprise for me is that I didn't really like the pickled pig's feet. I was kind of holding out hope.
You thought that you might just have some sort of in your blood?
Yeah. I thought, well, my dad loved them. I thought, well, maybe they'll be totally shocking and we'll try it. We'll be like, dang, these are really good. They're not the worst thing I've ever eaten in my life, but they are not good. the presentation is, no, it's no good.
That's pretty awful. Biggest surprise for me was like a gefilte fish. Because it looks really bad.
It might look the worst out of, actually. The pickled pig's feet might look the worst, but the gefilte fish is probably second, I would say.
If the gefilte fish and the pig's feet were compared on looks, the pig's feet would pass it up on looking worse as you removed it from the container, because it didn't look good in the jar. As it was being removed, it looked a lot worse. The gefilte fish looks not good, though, and it was surprisingly good.
You know, and as you talk, I'm thinking I should probably take a picture of my plate, because I have basically the remainder of most of the things on here, and it's pretty dang scary. Let me take a picture of this, because
your listeners should know that if they look at this photo, it has not been tampered with. This is basically how it looks as soon as it comes out of the container, because it does kind of have the resemblance as if you had mashed it up.
Yeah. All right. So what did we learn, Chris? That there are things you should legitimately be scared of at the grocery store. Follow your instincts, because we picked the two worst ones, and they were by far the worst. But there's a lot of other interesting things that I wouldn't ever put on my shopping list that aren't really that bad. Like the liver pate, I might go find a better quality one, but that's not bad at all.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, especially on the cracker. It was, I actually kind of liked it.
Yeah, you want to finish it up right now?
Yeah, I might actually have more of that. That's not bad. The one that kind of was the flavor profile being so much different than what I expected was the menudo, because it didn't taste meaty. It tasted almost, you know, almost like there was corn in there, kind of. I mean, it was a different flavor. I didn't care for it. That was kind of bland, but
yeah, it wasn't very good. So I totally agree. Maybe we need to try a different brand or heat it up. It might be good heated up. Throw some in the microwave. Pass.
With hot sauce. You'd have to put some hot sauce in there.
All right. So I think that wraps up our first annual, maybe only annual Halloween episode for the Kitchen Counter Podcast. This was actually kind of hard to find all these. I don't know if we did this again next year, we'd probably have to start hitting some specialty food stores, because I think we've pretty much plumbed the depths of the gross, scary, I should say, food that you find at your typical grocery store.
Yeah, I would agree. It took me a good bit of shopping to be able to find what I did.
Yep, agreed. All right, folks, if you have a scary food that you want to tell me about that we didn't cover today, I'm not going to try it, but I'd love to hear about it. So send an email over to feedback@kitchencounterpodcast.com. And then I'll put a link or at least a list of everything we tried on my show notes at kitchencounterpodcast.com/102.
Maybe a suggestion about what we're doing wrong. Maybe there's some sort of trick with the pigskins that...
I'm sure there is.
That if you do, that it's just great.
Yeah, if you have a favorite snack-style pickled pork skin recipe, send it our way. Happy, happy.